Oh, I've heard stories of what you were doing in Dear Sailor.
You have not, because I wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
You can't have, so, because I'd sobered up. You can't have. I had sobered up by Dear Sailor, which we will get on
to. That's even worse.
Two bags and a lost
what
Mary.
I don't think I did. I am so sorry.
Lauren, you say this, but you had a picture with about 10 people.
Yes.
She says,
let me finish.
I will not ask anyone for a picture. And then there goes Lauren straight in for the picture with everyone.
I normally wouldn't.
That one of you and Joel Thomas.
Yeah, because you know why I've got that? Because Thea's obsessed with the Masked Singer. He presents the Masked Singer.
And there's always Lauren.
And it's always child associated, except Robbie Williams. Right, yeah. So.
You know, we'd like framed football shirts. Get the fleece framed and put it up on your
bed. To remind you to never, ever drink that much again. Right, whoever wrote this in, we don't know. If you don't send us an update, we're going to be so pissed off.
Hi guys, and welcome to Knit Talk. Lauren, what have we got on today?
What? Hello, darlings. Right, today we're giving you a Brits update. We're talking through everything that happened start to finish at the Brits. We've got some, we've called it spring cleaning tips, but the spring reset.
It's a spring refresh.
Springity wingity chat. Something. Yeah. And then we have got a slutty zoo that is also a dilemma.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds. So we're going to try and answer that for you.
A hybrid. Yeah.
First of all, we need you to contact us. Ashley, where can they get in touch with us?
So basically, I always say the easiest way to get in touch is go to the Instagram page at KnitTuckPod. If you see on there as well, there is a little link in our bio. If you literally just tap that, that will take you straight to how to contact us best, and you can go from there. We see messages on Patreon, we see messages on Instagram, but really an email or a WhatsApp will always get picked up, and it will stay anonymous because Lucas is the only one with eyes on that. So if you want to be anon and send us all your salacious things, recommendations, slutty sues, stories, anything like that, get it in because we need you.
Yeah, right. First of all, the Brits. I feel like we've spoken about it that much that you're going to be so over talking about this soon. And I just saw you look at me like this as if to say, like, I don't want to talk about the Brits ever again. You're done with it, aren't you now?
It was really good. It was amazing.
We need to start to finish.
Yeah, fine,
them.
Go.
So we went to the hotel.
I like
the
your jacket.
Thank you. I didn't think you would. I think it's very Noel Gallagher. I didn't think it would be very you.
The
at
fabric
all.
Is not me, but no. The style of jacket
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's very like Gallagher-y, isn't
the
it?
Style of jacket, but the fabric, that fabric and me, there's something that sets me off with it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know how to describe it. You'll have to watch YouTube because we are on YouTube to see this, but whatever. So, okay, we got ready at Good Reco, actually, the Reach Hotel.
Really good reco.
So it's just down from Dakota.
1 minute from here.
And just, yeah, and just opposite
the train station.
Ducey Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the right? I always want to call it Dutchy. Anyway, it's not called that. So the Reach Hotel, really good shout. The rooms clean. Were nice. It was clean. The room service was good. It was really
staff
central. The staff were lovely. The food was really good. Mm-hmm. So we got
Never
ready there.
Never had heard of that hotel before.
Me neither. I went to book it when I initially was going and they didn't really have anywhere else. So I booked it and really nice. I would go pay, it's not expensive. I'd get a suite. We got like a junior suite. But there was a bigger suite as well.
The Rochdale suite.
I thought we'd got the Rochdale suite and we had not. So that was really good. Oh my God. I left though. I didn't pay the bill. And they are really panicking about this money. I've paid it now. So because we didn't stay over and Lola must have thought we'd paid whatever.
There was people in and out.
They didn't get it. So they sent me this big
long
email.
Why didn't they get a card on file? Because whenever I leave in the morning, I just leave. Because I think
have to
they've
sign
got
it
my card on
to
file.
Confirm. I don't know. So they've sent me this email.
No.
And you can tell they're like, they know it was their fault. They're like, hi, I hope you had a great time. Do you know what they've put in the beginning, which I know full well, it's almost to say we know who you are. I hope you had a wonderful time at the Brits. We hope you enjoyed getting ready while you were here, as if to say, like, we know who you are.
Like, sketch. Oh, I've got a sketches update.
Fantastic. And then it says, like, you owe us £200. Can you please, 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 please pay us? And I thought, yeah, I'll do it when I've got a minute. And then I needed an invoice. So I messaged them through booking.com, like, can I have an invoice for the night stay? And they were like, yes, please, can you give us the money back? And I was like, shit, sorry, yeah, of course. So I cleared it. I think somebody probably was going to get done. But I've paid for it anyway. So that was a good hotel reco. We had a massage. Should have
got half man on it.
We should have got half price man on it. And by the way, all of you, not all of you, that's a lie, loads of you have messaged saying that you have a half price man. And what did they call it? Somebody called it something really funny.
Instagram.
Yeah, it is a thing. So we got ready. We had our massages done, which was lovely. Yeah. The only thing I would say... Oh, my neck has just got stuck. The only thing I would say, made me a bit sleepy. Because, like, we needed to like, bam, bam. And I was like, oh, God. But good for posture.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
And lymphatic.
Are we going to talk about your hair or no?
I had a bit of a hair nightmare.
Tell us about
your hair. You'll see it on our YouTube. Well.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we've got a video on Patreon. Blog. I forgot we've got that.
Basically, like, it was a rush and we were getting ready from like 9 a.m. Like,
and it was still a rush. How?
Do you know what? Like, is that for you doing all of that for one night?
I didn't mind that. It was more the next day that was
very tired.
Not
well, I didn't drink, but you.
I did.
I've heard stories of what you were doing in Dear Sailor.
You have not, because I wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
You can't have. So, because I'd sobered up. You can't have. I had sobered up by Dear Sailor, which we will get on
to. That's even worse.
Two bags and a lost
what
Mary.
I don't think I did.
Right, back to it. Right. Okay.
Hair. Talk about the hair.
So my hair, it just wasn't right at the top, was it?
So I think the problem that we had, to be fair, was you weren't paying any attention.
No. Neither were you.
Neither was I. Not at all. And because when you've had your hair done, it's all like pinned, rollered, whatever. And we're not really paying any attention.
Oh, you put my coffee in here?
Yes.
Very kind.
It's tiny though. We're not going very there again. Tiny. They had no matcha and it was tiny.
No matcha in a coffee shop?
And it was tiny. I didn't like it. We're not going fucking there again. Hell. So she pinned it all up. But because she was thinking a bit of a rush for an ex-client or something like that, we didn't actually have the hair pulled out at all, did we? So we didn't know what it was going to end up like.
I mean, it did. They both did look gorgeous when they came out, but it was the top of mine wasn't.
So Ashley had the top of yours, we thought was going to be different than it was. And then all of a sudden, Ashley was like, guys, what's this bit? Is that meant to be pulled out? And we were like, no, I don't think it is. And it just wasn't for you, was it? But we weren't to know that. I don't know. Anyway, so you had to unpin that little bit.
Yeah.
Dry it.
Yeah.
Blow it.
Yeah.
And then put it in a little bobble.
But it looked nice.
It looked real. Like, listen.
And do you know what? Extensions do look better. I look better with extensions.
I think it's nice to have them. They hold longer. They stay. Yeah. She was amazing. Like, the hair was amazing. She did a really good job of mine.
But it was just, you know, when you're getting ready at the end, like a disaster. And also, I had to put my dress over my head, like, and because hair and makeup was not so done till later.
Yeah.
No, early and then styling dress was put on later because I'm not going to sit in my weird dress all day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe people do. I don't know. But then I had to pull that over and then luckily Alicia makeup stayed so that like all the bits that had rubbed off like my nose.
I think that was the thing, wasn't it? We'd have the hair being taken out and sorted.
My recommendation is if you're going to an awards thing.
Or anything.
And there is two of you, because with two of you, it takes double as long. Just say to hair and makeup, you need the rate for the day.
And they need to be there.
For the end bit.
Or have them at the end, and they need to be there when the rollers are out, they had to finish your hair and makeup just before you leave. Yeah.
Because even like my eyebrows, when I'd pulled my dress over, were like...
All over the
show.
And
like, I was like, Alicia! And like, stuff like that.
Alicia's staying was so...
Yeah.
It's a bit like a wedding. Really, isn't it? Where at the end they have to touch everyone up before you go.
But I had the Beauty Works Huda Beauty extensions. I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did I.
And they were the perfect colour, weren't they for me? They were really good and they were clipping ones. And
so much
I
easier.
Could have left them in for a few days.
No one would have known.
No, but I've got treatment in my hair now because my hair was like a bird's nest.
Oh my God, let's talk about that. So obviously...
Your hair like a bird's nest?
It still is because I've not got a hairdryer, mate. So, Ashley's sick of hearing this. But basically, what happened is I was going to stay over, wasn't I? Which I'll talk about in a minute. And I decided not to.
What did I do?
I didn't do then. I remember every single... I sat in Dear Sailor thinking,
I can't go in there.
I love Dear Sailor, but I just sat there thinking.
No, I mean, like, it's always an not, end I'm of not, the night place. I just thought, this is, me.
I'm done. I just sat there and I could remember everything. I was watching everyone. I was thinking, I'm over this shit. I'm just not into it. Anyway, so.
Was everyone loads younger than you?
A little bit. And there was a few people there that are lovely, but I just sat there and I just thought, I would have gone hours before, but I couldn't be arsed with the Uber situation. So I just also stayed there. Also, thank God
we had a stylist as well. Mm. Well, I managed to get out because I always say to Lauren this, and Ed taught this for me, always have a £50 note on you at all times, right? So my £50 note is always in my handbag, always, right? And this guy, at the end, I was like, I'm going to leave now because this is, the Co-op Arena is
awful to get out of.
A lot to get out of. Like, it's a very big place and it's very secure, which is a great thing. Yeah. But then it means that there's lots of barricades and bouncers and la, la, la. So I walked over to this guy and I was like, here's £50. Get me the fuck out of here into my driver.
And he
all of the things were getting lifted up. I met Vogue Williams and her sister. I met Davina McCall on the way out.
I saw Davina. She looked really nice.
Gorgeous. She looked really nice. Vogue's sister was so nice.
Really?
Yes.
How did you meet them? What happened?
When I was coming out, like, and that man was helping us.
And what did he say? What did she say? How did you? Did you say, I love you?
Oh my God, I love you guys. Da, da, da. I've got a podcast called Nip Tuck.
Please and come then, on it.
The sister was like, oh yeah, cool. And she was so nice.
That's really nice. What was Davina like? Did you see her?
She was so nice. And I was like, oh my God, Davina. And it's like, we're such losers, mate, the Angry Ginge video.
We need to talk about that in a minute. There's so much to unpack. So
who are the famous people that we saw?
Right.
Matthew Williamson, the fashion designer, was on the table.
Yes, because I was talking to the lady next to him.
Yeah, and he's best friends with Sienna Miller. What the fuck?
Angry Ginge. Right, we've got to talk
Maya
about this.
Maya Jammer walked past Maya our Jammer table past. A few times.
Megan McKenna. I got a picture with Robbie Williams. Which, honestly, like, wow. Let's talk about Angry Ginge. So, first of all, I've got so much to tell you.
He is such a polite man.
Yeah, so
what a lovely boy.
So the guy that was... what a lovely young lad.
What a lovely young man.
So he was talking to the guy that was next to us on our table. And I all of a sudden realised it was Angry Ginge. And the kids are obsessed with Angry Ginge. No, well, I heard someone say something. I was like, Angry Ginge. Turned around, he had ginger hair. I thought, this is too much of a coincidence. This must be the Angry Ginge.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about him other than the kids love him because is he a YouTuber? Gamer?
Yeah. Gamer, YouTuber. Right. Yeah, Lucas is nodding
and
his head.
Everyone, they love him. So I literally thought, fuck it, I'm going to have to do this. So I stood up and I was like, I am so sorry.
Lauren, you say this, but you had a picture with about 10 people.
Yes.
She says, let me finish. I will not ask anyone for a picture. And then there goes Lauren straight in for the picture with
listen,
everyone.
I normally wouldn't.
That one of you and Joel Thomas.
Yeah, because you know why
like,
I've got that? Because Thea's obsessed with The Masked Singer. He presents
and
The Masked Singer.
And always Lauren.
And it's always child associated, except Robbie Williams. Right, yeah. So. Sorry, it's Robbie Williams. Right, listen. So I went up to him and I was like, please, can I get a picture with you? The kids will go mad. And he was like,
didn't
course.
He come over to us?
Yeah, and then I saw him behind me and I got up and said, please, can I get a picture? And he was like, of course you can. I said, the kids are going to die.
He was such a polite
boy. So I got a picture. I sent it.
And the name, I would have thought he would be
not
an angry.
He was a polite ginge.
He was so
kind
nice.
Ginge.
Yeah.
Lovely ginge. Sober, doesn't drink.
Could tell. Very tall, big hands.
Boring ginge.
Nice
ginge. So I got this picture. I sent it to Thea straight away and her
doesn't
reply.
Drink. Why?
I don't think drinks.
Oh, that's kind of a thing with the younger ones.
I might have made that up. She put, oh my God, mum, oh my God, what the hell?
And the K-pop Demon Hunters
I filmed
were
that
there.
For her. And then next thing, they've got a chat for the Adamsons. I'm not in it. I'm in enough chats. And it's like all James's families and all the kids and cousins. And she sent it straight in there and was like, look at my mum. Oh, they were absolutely buzzing.
That's
and then Teddy was messaging me like, you're with Angry Ginge. Oh, they were absolutely made
That's
up. And then Robbie Williams came over to the table because another guy on our table had a massive fur coat on. So Robbie came over, had a picture with him. And I thought, I'm enjoying the attention that I'm getting on my phone every time I take a picture with a celebrity. Like, people are enjoying this. So I got one with Robbie. Then I sent it to my mum.
She ran.
And my mum said, I'm so proud of you. My mum never ever says that. I got a picture with Robbie Williams and she put, I'm so proud of you. So then I started thinking, fucking hell, the kids are buzzing. My mum's buzzing. Give me the celebrities for their pictures because I'm getting so much attention. Then I saw the guy in Masked Singer, Theo's Obs. I thought, I'll get one with fucking you as well. Sam Thompson. I met Sam Thompson.
Oh, he's lovely. You've met him loads of times.
I've never met Sam Thompson.
Oh, because you were pregnant, weren't you, when we went
with the live stuff. Never met Sam Thompson.
Nice guy.
Lovely
His
guy.
His girlfriend was there with him.
I didn't see her.
Yeah. Wow.
10 out of 10.
I was obsessed with her for ages because...
Oh, really?
I wanted her to model for my next campaign.
Oh, yeah?
And then they got together and her rates are...
She's very pretty.
Have you seen a picture of her?
I've not seen her. I've seen her on Instagram.
Wow. She was there. She was with Garnier. We were with Liquid IV, guys. So Liquid IV have brought out this new sugar-free range of electrolytes.
And it's actually sugar-free?
It's actually... It tastes...
Because a lot of them aren't.
So good. The peach one. I've got one right now in my bag, actually. We need to tell you as well, guys, about why what's going on today. It's going to be a bit all over the place. Basically, Jack is here. Lovely.
Everyone's
Jack.
Like, who the fuck is not another change?
Here's a picture of Jack for YouTube.
Hello.
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 So, everyone is, the world is a bit crazy at the minute. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get too into it because we're here for the lighthearted chat, but like, we see you, we hear you, everything, and we totally, you know, our hearts go out to everyone or anyone affected by it. It's just horrendous, basically.
So basically, Lucas is stuck in Dubai.
And Lucas is stuck in Dubai, as is my mum.
And your sister there. Lives there. We were FaceTiming your mum, weren't we?
Yes.
Your dad wanted her to come home.
He's very not okay.
He's not okay. So basically we were laughing.
It's the longest they've ever been apart in their lives.
Oh, do you know what he said, which
it's
really
not,
made me
it's
laugh?
It's weird. Never marry a man like that.
Well, it's very, very...
sorry, Dad, but Mum, like, you're stupid.
He's very,
like...
very me. Do you know what? It really made me laugh. He was like, no, I think you should just try and come home. And then he went, because to be honest, I've run out of food and I've got no crumpets left. And there's only so many things you can put cheese on. And he just made me laugh because that's me. I just put cheese on crumpets because I don't know what else to cook.
He is not okay, hon. He went to Marks and Spencer to buy new socks and underwear because he doesn't know how to wash his clothes.
Oh, God.
This is how much my mum has, like, looked after him. She made him some food that was meant to last him, like, the 5 days that she was
And he's run out of provisions?
No, he finally got round to eating it on, like, day 8 and then gave himself food.
Because he's just been eating crumpets all the time. Yeah. Oh, honestly.
And he's been at the pub. He's been out in Manchester.
Yeah, he really, it was really, we were FaceTiming
the worst,
them.
Do you know what he did once when my mum was away? Basically half my family live in Los Angeles. So during the summer holidays, we'd go out and my dad would like fly out every now and then to see us, but spend the majority of time at home.
Yeah.
And the World Cup was on. And my dad and his mates were all wankered. And obviously they were at my house because there was no woman there. And they decided to, because it was a heat wave, carry the TV into the back garden.
Oh, my God.
And they set the garden on fire. Oh,
fuck. That's kind of funny. I can imagine them all pissed.
And once my dad, his first night out where someone... gave him Jaeger bombs, like, what the fuck? And
that's so funny.
The next day, like, my mum was in LA with a sister, and the next day I went in the bathroom, I was like, my dad's not, like, around. And there was, the whole bathroom was, like, black, and he had to get the bathroom regrouted because
he'd been sick that much. Oh my God. This is a businessman. Like, this is a successful.
All men are the same, like,
yeah,
that.
They are. Your doesn't dad really matter. Would be the same. My dad used to get so drunk that he would pee in cupboards.
Oh, my dad's done
all
that
the time. And
in
when
drawers
we, I remember,
stuff,
yeah, because we lived in different countries quite a lot. He would get a bit
discombobulated,
and he'd fly around, and we would be lying there because I used to get in bed with my mum all the time because I was like a little weirdo. And you would hear this like trickle, 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 and then my mum would be like, "Bruce, Bruce, turn that light on," and he'd be stood there weeing into a cupboard.
But the
why do they do
basically,
that?
Basically, Jack's standing in for Lucas, Liquid IV, electrolytes.
there.
Trust us on this recommendation. These are new. You can only get them in Boots, actually.
And the sugar-free. I got told that a lot of them say they're sugar-free, but are not.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
Because if you're doing keto, that's quite important.
This is what I've heard, so do your research. But
they're quite salty, which They work straight away.
I prefer, you like the white peach one. That's, I prefer that one. Which one's that?
Mango and pineapple.
I prefer that one. Anyway, they're nice and they're not that expensive. Some of them are spenny, and I think they're decent.
Well, these are the ones Kim Kardashian takes. So there you go.
Yeah,
well, anyway. Kylie Jenner is bringing her own brand of electrolytes out.
Of course she is.
Called
should have brought
K2O.
Oh, God, they're so clever.
They're so fucking
we
clever.
We should have brought a Nip Tuck one out, like a pink one. It would have been so cute.
And still time.
Still time.
Some peptides.
Yes, Nip Tuck peptides.
Some pink cocaine.
Yay! Is that still pink? Anyway, right. So let's just...
Right, so basically the Brits. Who was the most famous person? I saw Sharon and...
Kelly Osbourne looks Kelly. Very different. Mm. Really different.
Oh, Elizabeth Hurley's son.
Yes.
Very attractive.
Harry Styles' mum.
Yeah.
Was sat at our table for a minute.
Yeah, because she knows Chloe. She knows Chloe that was there.
Who else was there? Oh, I've done something really embarrassing. But, yeah.
What?
Lucas. I haven't told anyone yet. Well, I think I told you on the night, but. Right. So
the crying. No, mm-hmm. We're not talking about it. It's too embarrassing. Anyway, let's move
we are. On. It's funny. It's fucking funny. I don't give a fuck. So basically, what happened?
It's fucking funny. I don't give a fuck.
So what happened is, Tony, one of our friends, took me. Do you know what's funny? Like, I was pissed, but I remember every single thing. Like,
were you on a level?
Yeah, I was still on a level, which is even worse. Like, normally I used to get blackout, don't remember. No,
everyone
remember everything.
Just thinks I'm pissed 24/7.
Like, I remember
anyway.
Everything. There wasn't a point where I'm like, oh shit. Like, I remember it all. Anyway, so what happened? This bit's a bit blurry. So, what happened is Tony was like, right, I want to introduce you to someone. So, he took
Tony
me.
Tony knows everyone, by the way. Tony P, shout out.
So, he took me over to the CEO of Bauer. Yes, Bauer. The people we have just signed with. And I'd had
careful
a lot of tequila, and he took me over there to this man, and wow. So I do.
What did you say?
Well, I was like, "Hi, you won't know me. I've just signed a Bauer," and he was like, "I do know who you are." He was absolutely lovely. He was called Simon. He was absolutely lovely. Then I got really overwhelmed because he was basically just absolutely lovely, and we were talking about Lucy Cave, and he was like, look, when Lucy spots something that's amazing, when she spots something that's fantastic, like, she's always right, and she spotted you guys. And then I started getting all like, and then the Brits was everywhere, and then I just was like, this is wonderful. So that was embarrassing. I did a small cry. So I actually messaged Lucy the other day, and I was like, Lucy, you're going to fucking sort something out for me. She was like, what? I went, so yeah, basically, I don't know what I said. Lucy said she's going to speak to him, and she's going to tell me that everything was fine, even if it's not. I was like, perfect. And she said, next time, I'll be there.
You're not
you.
A rude drunk person.
Oh,
so
no, I wouldn't
be
have been rude.
No, I know.
Just embarrassing. I mean, crying. But yeah, she was like, next time I'll be there with you. I'll be worse than you, and everyone won't look at you.
So that was the Brit Awards. The next day, like I said, I hadn't had a drink. Well, I'd had one glass of champagne. I was ill, like, from drainedness.
Yeah, that was... So I ended up... I didn't stay out. The reason I didn't stay out...
And we were drinking electrolytes all night.
All night. I had loads of them.
I think it's the social battery aspect.
I think we put so much into that day that we had all the organisation, people coming in, out, checking that everyone was all right, the rushing, that it was a lot. And then we got there and it was a long night. I got home at 2:30. Also, this is really nice. I actually wanted to mention this on there because I just thought this is lovely and we should all be doing this. So basically, went to Dear Sailor. I don't know why I didn't go to any after parties. I don't know.
You were invited as well.
I don't know.
Oh, I've got an update for you after you finish.
So we went to Dear Sailor, and listen, it's great in there. The music was great. Mary Bedford was there, lovely.
She's beautiful.
Beautiful and lovely. Mitchell was there, lovely. All really nice people. Lana Jenkins was there. She was lovely.
I love her.
She was lovely. Everyone was lovely, but you know when you just sit
Sam
there? Sam
Kenny
was there, but I didn't stand, I didn't dance. I just sat on the thing and I was just watching everyone, and yeah. I just thought, no. Not for me, this
And you
stuff.
Were all in your ball gown.
I was in my ball gown. They'd got changed. It was just me in a ball gown. And I just sat there and I thought, nah, not for me. But I couldn't be arsed getting an Uber because I knew it was going to be a bore. Like, anyway, eventually I thought, sod this. Like, I'm just sat here. I need to leave. I spoke to James Atkins.
Oh, I love James Atkins.
Oh, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got in the Uber and I went. I said to Callum, Lola and Tony P, I'm going to go now. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Walked out. They ran after me. All three of them took me to an Uber, got me in that Uber and was like, and Callum was like, absolutely not. You've got a ball gown. Manchester's dangerous. Everywhere's dangerous.
The
three of them got me in the taxi and said to the taxi driver, I know where she is. I've got an, like,
yeah.
Shut the door and then was like, bye. And I thought, do you know what? I didn't expect it. I was fine. It was only up the road. Like, lovely. And I think we forget to do that a lot.
We should all do that to our friends.
Everyone should be put in a taxi.
What do you think of this, Jack?
Right.
Because we're going to...
Talk to me.
We're going to ask you our opinion because we've got you here.
Jack is Lucas's very, very good friend, by
the way. Yes. Jack, Soho House membership... What is it, £270 a month?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Unless you're under 27,
right.
I think.
I'm not. Right.
It's about £3,000 a year, basically.
Yeah, so it's a lot, right. Okay.
It's fruity.
Now, the Manchester one. I've been a member since October, and I don't think it opened until December.
So were you paying from October?
No, September maybe. I was paying for like a couple of months before it opened. And they said, we'll give you credit back on your account.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
They had like a big ordeal with people that
but
were
joining. But it's still not all opened.
I think last Thursday, the rooftop pool opened.
Right.
Something like
that's
that.
That's fine because you weren't going to go in that anyway because it's cold. But like the gym and the hotel bit and the sauna and certain other bits, like it's not finished yet. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. When I first went, there was like high-vis people.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, when we went for dinner, there was just dust and shit everywhere, basically.
Yeah, but it
lovely
was...
Lovely place,
it was,
though.
Yeah. That's what I mean, lovely, right. By the by. Now, everyone that was a member of Soho House had heard that on Saturday night, the Sony after party was at Soho House.
It was.
So they all turned up. And they were like, nope, you can't get in. It's a private event. And they went, well, what's the fucking point in being a member at a private members club? And it's all on TikTok. And everyone's kicking off about it. What do you think?
Right. I think a private party is a private party.
I think in a section.
I think they should have given them an option of a section. Yes.
And it wasn't.
I think if you're paying about, what, £3,000-£4,000 a year. And you want to be 15 metres from Dua Lipa and you're paying for it, you should be able to.
Yeah.
If they're that A-list and they're that special, just have a little barrier area. You should still be allowed to go and have a cheeky tipple or whatever.
And stare at Dua Lipa's
Well, this is all allegedly off the internet. But yeah. I think that's a bit...
To be completely denied entry into the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not
the whole thing, supposedly. Yeah.
And what if genuinely you weren't going for that? You just wanted to go on a Saturday night. You weren't asked it was the Brits.
No, that's what people were saying. And you just wanted to go on Saturday night.
It's a Saturday night. You wanted to go out. You're not asked about the Brits. You just wanted to drink at your members'
French
club.
French martini in a bag.
Exactly.
Literally.
Pack it.
And yeah, they were like, no. Do you know when I used to get really fucked off as well? When at Hale Country Club, this was years ago. If anyone on YouTube, I'm just, no, the toe sucking.
I remember that.
I'm still can't get a membership there. They won't let me in.
You would not let me in. Would you want one? Maybe.
Anyway. So anyway, I've moved my money over to fucking Soho House.
They wouldn't have let you in.
So they used to close certain areas of the gym, like the spa or the restaurant, when they were filming Real Housewives of Cheshire in the day.
That's not.
And that would really fuck me off.
No, that's not.
Because I'd be like, right, I'm ready to use the pool. And
oh, no.
Like, just.
Storm wards in
but
there.
This is all pot.
Or whoever.
Is, like, yonking someone's hair at stitches out.
Fuck's sake, there's a fight in the spa.
But this is why.
But then where else do they film?
Lorry Gate, I said, do it at 4 a.m. when there's no one there then.
But they might have needed daylight in the spa. Could they have done it at 6 a.m. before? Like, well, then people might... How do you...
So let us know your thoughts and let us know if you've got any insider information. Right, so let's run through how we got red carpet ready, top products.
Okay, so first tip, I used Sally Hansen leg spray on my chest to mattify it. It looked like makeup. And then we used the, how do you say it, Nukes body oil. Alicia used a makeup brush and dabbed it on my legs and on my chest. Six Beauty individual lashes
they were
used as well, and they were absolutely stunning. And then the Huda Beauty pound cake powder under the eye.
Right, my red carpet tips and tricks. I did the Beautyworks clip-in extensions, Vita Liberata spray tan and body blur. I am pale and I looked like a bronzed goddess. The secret deodorant that Nadine Baggett recommended to us.
Yes.
Get it on Amazon. You can only get it from America. It's like 11 quid. Incredible.
Doesn't smell sweaty, does it? And it doesn't smell deodorant-y.
And in my handbag at all times is my Saint Laurent Candy Lip Oil in shade 44. If you want lips exactly the same as mine, buy it because it's incredible.
There we go.
And tell us about your dress because you got rid of yours. My friends are so lucky, you know. Straight away, Amy Pudds messaged me.
Can I borrow the dress?
Hi, I'm going to Julie Perry on Friday. Can I borrow your dress? Yeah, fine.
Fine.
Like, done.
Free. Done.
Free.
So my dress, I sold, honestly. So I was
working... 2 seconds?
2 seconds. I was working with Vinted. Actually, we'll talk about this. So I was working with Vinted and I'd agreed I would sell it on there after, but I had some stuff to put on anyway. So I put about 10 things on. I literally scheduled it, forgot about it, went on my phone. I was like, what's happened? Is there being like, is James cheating on me? What is this? Like, and I looked, I thought, shit, Vinted has gone on. Everything sold within literally 30 seconds. So now then I need to post all the, it's all great. It's all fun until you have to post them. But the dress, so I put it up for £300. And you were like, what? Like, you should have put it up for way more than that.
I would have bought it off you for that. Like,
oh, I don't know. I got all chocker about
it. And I would have reworn it at some point because that's a very me dress.
Well, why didn't you say it? I just got all chocker. I got all chocker. And I just thought, 300 quid, fair, fair. Anyway, this lady, bless her, so this is why it was worth it, right? So the lady that bought it.
Have you had it dry cleaned?
It's been dropped off. She actually messaged me because at first it wouldn't work, the Vinted, for some reason. She said, I've tried to buy this dress 10 times. I can't get it. Will you help me? So I was like, listen, it's sorted now. Anyway, just so you know, because we were like, 300 quid, what the? Anyway, she's poor. I said, I'm having it dry cleaned today. She put, no rush at all. I'm so grateful I got the dress. It's the best dress I've ever seen. It's my 50th in July and I've been looking for a dress and I haven't been able to find anything until I seen that. And never in a million years did I think I'd actually be able to get it. You have made me so happy. There's literally no rush at all. Please, I know you're so busy. I hardly slept last night. I was so excited.
Stop it! So for the sake, I want to give her a cuddle.
Worth it, worth it, you know.
Well, like, sweetie, can we put a little card in there in her order? Put throw some CC in there.
I'll put some CC in for her as well because I just thought
she can do a body treatment.
How lovely! So it was worth it, but yeah, I do agree. I did sell it too cheap. I did, but I sold everything like that. So I'm going to do round two now because I've kind of got me juices flowing.
I need to do a wardrobe clear up, but where all of my clothes are that I'm not wearing. In my top room that's getting that's getting done up at the minute. And do you know what? It's nicer than my bedroom.
Is it?
I went up yesterday and I was like,
ugh. What are you doing with it? What's the...
All white, white carpet, little sofa.
Because you can, because the kids won't really go up there, so it can be white.
Yeah. My friend's helping me with my house and today we're actually going bathroom shopping.
Bathroom shopping. For which bathroom?
For Teddy's bathroom and the upstairs bathroom.
Lovely. But they're already, you're just going to judge a few changes. No, or are you getting redoing? Full redo.
Because.
Why not?
I film all my content in bathrooms as well. So
it needs to be nice.
We need three nice bathrooms.
So I have been looking because we are moving hopefully soon. I don't want to talk about it too much until we're in the house because I just.
No, you can't. Knows what.
But we'll see. And the bathrooms that I'm really into at the minute is, you know, the Molly May Maybe bathroom, that kind of old fashioned, you know, with the tiley.
Would it stay for long though?
I don't know.
I just love a white.
Have you seen Danny Dollar's just her inspo? Do you know which one I mean? With the, it's like an old, love that. So what's your inspo? We are going to talk on coming episodes a lot more about house, aren't
yes.
we? Because Ashley's just moved. I potentially will be moving. So we are going to be literally right in our home area.
See what the bathroom place is like that I'm going to.
Yeah, I will.
You need to get yourselves down that porcelanosa.
Porcelanosa.
Whatever it's called.
That gives me anxiety because I used to... Every time I went to work, that was my... I'd go past it and it was next to McDonald's. And the hangovers...
No, but then there's one in Ibiza as... They're in Ibiza as well.
It gives me anxiety.
And me and my sister... Yeah, because we lived in Salford near there.
Even looking at it gives me anxiety.
And you're always on a bender when you see it. Always on a bender.
On the way to McDonald's.
Yes.
Porcelanosa.
That is exactly why. So when I drive past that porcelanosa, it reminds me of being... Going to McDonald's hungover and it gives me anxiety.
Come on, because we're yapping this much.
Sorry.
Time out. Yeah, we're going to move on to after the break. We're going to talk to you about our spring refresh. Guys, don't forget that you can watch us on YouTube. Also, episodes are now released the day before if you're a Patreon member, just to show you how much we love you.
Tuesday, you can listen to it early. You don't have to wait till Wednesday anymore. You're a Patreon member. You're the VIP. You can listen on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not like Soho
House. And then
you
can text your mates and you can be like, oh my God, did you hear about what happened on Oh No? You won't have done because you won't get to listen to it till tomorrow.
Basically, head to our Instagram at NipTuckPod and click on the little linky dink dink there. And it'll tell you everything. Now, spring refresh. I'm going to start with the boring bit.
Okay, you do the boring
and
stuff.
And then you do the other
bit. So mine is about like spring trends and clothing. Ashley's is about cleaning and shit.
Yeah.
Either way, today's quite sunny. And my God, the difference it makes to my mental
health. Oh my God,
health.
This morning when I was walking around my bedroom, I was like, I feel good.
That's exactly how I, I had no makeup, so I had to use random PR stuff I found, as you can tell. But I felt like it's sunny, I'm in a good mood. It just changes things so much, doesn't it, when the sun's shining?
So much. Can I just say as well?
What?
I went to the Marks & Spencer sale and it was fucking fantastic. I got so much stuff.
Oh no, I didn't have
to. But I went randomly to the one in Handforth. Have you been to that one? The best one.
No, is it good?
Clothes, massive, beauty and food. So I popped in to try and get the speckled egg cookies and everyone was going mental. And
so
I
you
was
like running out, running,
on?
What's everyone looking at?
And the man was like, the sale started this morning. Cashmere jumpers, half price.
Oh, gorgeous. Can't go wrong with cashmere.
So
really
basically,
can't.
Mine is about laundry because one of my most asked questions, you've even witnessed it a few times. Uh-huh. Ashley, what laundry stuff do you use?
I'm going to write this down.
Now, my mum taught me this laundry combo because my sister suffers really badly with skin conditions.
Sorry, it's like Tommy Bruce, isn't it?
Yeah, she's a little ex-muddy little
gutted
person.
Oh, I've ended up with one of them.
Yeah, yeah. And now she's got psoriasis.
Asthma, psoriasis. Yeah, oh,
tonsillitis.
God.
So anyway, Fairy non-bio pods and Lenore Spring Awakening Fabric Conditioner.
See, you would think, and it's not the case because Frankie's obviously got skin, you would think that avoid that.
No.
What is it, Lenore?
Lenore Fabric Conditioner, Spring Awakening.
So,
that together, chef's kiss.
Right, buying it.
Chef's kiss. Now, I want to caveat this segment with the fact that, we know microplastics. Yeah, we know all of the, smell, stuff like that. I'm just going to tell you this now and what you do with it, it's up to you. There is a certain brand of highly perfumed laundry detergent, which I used and I got chronic thrush from it. So just beware. Use it for like bedding, jumpers.
Things that aren't going up your fanny.
Like hoodies. Yeah. Right, so Melissa's Wardrobe, Lelux, right? Have a look.
Melissa's Wardrobe?
Mel's Wardrobe has got a brand called Lelux.
Didn't know that.
Lauren.
Nice.
So Ed got it me for Christmas. Right. Lol, some laundry detergent. Fucking hell. It comes in a big box like this, and you've got the scent beads.
I'm writing this down.
You've got the... wash and the fabric conditioner and a little tin with tumble dryer tissues that are scented.
Tumble dryer tissues? I love vanilla.
Antique vanilla.
Antique.
And then this other rose one.
Wait, hang on. Is this going to give us thrush? Don't know. I'll have to wait and see. How's your fanny now?
I didn't, that other one was whew, like, jeez, really? Like bad, yeah. But this one, I've only used on bedding from the experience of that one.
Okay.
So basically, Melissa's wardrobe, Lilox, 10 out of 10, no notes, fucking smells. Sensational, very expensive. But if you're washing your bedding with it and it smells gorgeous and it looks gorgeous. And do you know what I always say, guys? You know, we do laundry for, say, 2 days a year. Mm-hmm. If you can make that a pleasurable experience.
2 days a week. You mean a week?
No, like 24 hours of 2 days.
Oh, you know, sorry. When they're, I, like, thought you meant you wash your clothes twice a year.
Like, for 5 days of, yes, your life, or right, something like that.
We do,
like,
a lot of laundry. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I bought, Tommy, I'm not going to say the brand because I feel, but I bought something that was like, has nothing in it, absolutely nothing of nothing of nothing, yeah, of nothing. Yeah,
and my
clothes. Yeah, my clothes are still dirty. Didn't work. No. Right. This is the thing. It's a fine line between finding things that aren't going to be harsh on your skin, but they need to have some form of chemical to clean the fucking stuff.
So I'm gonna run through these, like, top rated, like, premium laundry things. This one here is called Mella, and I've actually got this one as well, the Hemming Street one. It's like, smells like Jo Malone, basically. £45 for some laundry detergent.
Oh, that is silly.
But it smells gorgeous.
The only time that is worth it is if you're co-parenting and when you send your child back, you want all the clothes to smell really nice so that, great, they think that you're amazing and you're,
or
really,
you're washing your new boyfriend's,
that type of thing,
laundry.
Yeah, I agree.
Mason, Francis, Coeur de Jean have got their own.
Go on, how much?
Did you know that? £40. Dead Cool have got their own laundry detergent, which I, what, love the packaging of. Did you know any of this?
I had no idea either that fragrances did this.
I'd love to try the Dead Cool one.
Imagine a guy in a trackie with the Maison. Oh,
I know. This one's meant to be really good for cashmere and wool. It's, right, called the Labco.
Okay.
My personal favourite, which is like middle of the road, and I have found it gentle.
Yeah.
Enough for towels, even for the kids, is the one from Wilton.
Wilton.
You can get it on Amazon and you can get it on Ocado. And I think it's about £7 and they do a Santal one.
Right.
And it,
I am actually writing this down as well, guys.
Fucking sensational. Then there's another one that you can buy off Revolve, and they've,
Revolve,
captioned it as high performing laundry detergent. Le Avant. And the packaging's cool. And that's,
oh, wow,
like
that
a nudie,
cool,
one.
Do you know what? Like, like I say, we will do a lot more home stuff. I've not been in my home era ever, really, because my home hasn't been...
Yeah, you're very house proud.
Oh, yeah, but I just mean, like, I've always known I'm going to move eventually, so I haven't, like, kind of gone in there with spending a fortune investment. Whereas when we move, oh, you better,
God,
believe I'm in my,
you're
fucking home era.
You're going to go the storage. Right, so I'm handing over to my co-host.
Right, so we're, right, going to talk now. We haven't got as much time as we expected. So I'm going to, there's a segment here that is about what essentials I think you should have in your wardrobe. I'm going to move that to another one. And instead, I'm just going to talk about the spring trends that are coming up. I think that's enough time. Okay, are you ready? You'll notice I've worn most of these spring trends already.
Such fashionista.
Such a fashionista. Right, okay, windrunner jackets.
I've been wearing them for years.
Well, they're in very much in for spring. So you will
now
see.
Now I've got rid of them.
No, windrunner jackets. So you can literally just wear your normal leggings and long sleeve top.
Like what you've got on now.
No, this is utility. I'll come on to that. So the windrunner jackets, zip up jackets, H&M do them really, really cheap. I've just bought a brown one.
Do you remember that day I wore that one and it was from H&M, like about a
everyone
year ago?
Goes mad for
everyone
it.
Goes mad.
Everyone
like
loves a windrunner.
£15.
And it's because you can do the school run, right? In your leggings and top,
wind,
which is
breaker,
dead easy. Windbreaker. Windrunner? Windbreaker.
I call them windbreakers.
Whatever they are, you know what we mean. And you can just shove a pair of trainers on, but that, all of a
elevates,
sudden, elevates it. You can buy them in loads, yeah, of colours. The red one I wore, everyone went mad for. That was Zara.
Keely Goff, that I follow, I, mm-hmm, love her. She's, is she a buyer at Look Fantastic? I'm not sure. She's stunning. And she bought a copy, a dupe, of the Saint Laurent red one, and it was off Temu.
No.
And it's exactly the same. You know, like the maroon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll,
right,
send you,
so get
link,
your windrunners. COS do some nice ones as well.
Massimo Dutti do some nice ones.
But then you've got your H&Ms and your Zaras if you don't want to spend a fortune. But just get one in black, navy, brown, done. Utility. So what I'm wearing today falls under the utility trend.
Why?
And that's going to be quite big.
What does that mean?
Army gear. Utility. Oh. It means like left, right. It's like how do I explain it? It's the colours are like...
Cargo.
Cargo-y is another. Have you not seen there's a set from H&M that I actually ordered, but it's too big. It didn't look right. And it's the crop and the pants that match, and it's utility, and it's very nice. So utility is going to be a big one. So it's kind of like cargo style. Pants, nice. Jacket, the camel colours, the beiges, the light browns. Silk. Silk, everything silky is going to be a big trend. So whether it be like silk skirts.
Not flattering on my mummy.
Not flattering on me either. But silk, trousers, all silk is going to be in powder baby blue. Not great for my tone.
Actually suits me.
Do you know how everyone did the yellow for a while? That's bye bye. Like yellow doesn't suit me either. So you're more like pastel. You suit that kind of like, can't, like, what is it?
Milky
colours. Powder baby blue, very, very in. Oversized, now you haven't got long for this, but the oversized high neck cashmere polos. So the ones that are like going high,
like
and the folding
Frankie
over,
ones.
Like the Frankie Shop ones, they're gonna, while we're in
Do
that
you know
interim,
the Frankie Shop has got a sensational sale.
So
on
expensive,
at the minute.
Isn't it?
No, like everything's in the sale.
Really?
And I've bought quite a few jumpers off there.
I might have a look.
Because get them, put them away for next year.
That oversized neck is really flattering, I think, with a big gold earring as well. I think it's really nice. Bambi print. So you know how leopard was in for a short time last year? It's Bambi print now, and it's really nice. You'll see a lot of, like, what they call dolly shoes with, like, that Bambi print rather than leopard is
nice.
Going to be big. Fringing. I don't like
tassels.
Fringing, so I won't be wearing it. But it is... trend for that it's like tassels.
I had those fringed as a bomb ramp boots.
I don't mind a fringe boot, but I don't like fringe jackets. It's just not my thing, but sunglasses are going to be big, oversized.
There's that brand that Jade Dahl posted.
What? Which one?
And they're fucking well cool. And I looked at them and they were like 450 quid. And I was like, ugh.
Maybe not.
She is, by the way, follow her
like
on
Jade.
Instagram.
Nice girl.
Jade Darlington, at Jade Dahl on Instagram. Also at Lauren Watson. Also at Styled by Lauren. They're like my...
Also at Lauren Elizabeth _XX. No one follows me, you know. My followers are absolutely terrible. Does anyone want to try and help me? Anyway, so... don't know. Sunglasses, big.
Like the Bottega
Not the cat
ones.
Eye, not the, they're
yeah.
big.
Goggly,
big. Them ones that I put on from H&M that had this thing dangling off, they've sold out, but big. We're going big this time. Ballet flats is going to carry on. They're going to be more and more and more. We've been wearing them anyway. But
I've got the Chanel ones.
They're going to ballet flats.
And they're the real ones. And they fucking hurt. They hurt and they make you fall over.
Don't get the Chanel ones. Layered tops. We've seen it already. It's going to continue.
I find it hard to layer.
It's hard to layer, but layering all of a sudden uplifts everything.
The outfit, yeah.
And ASOS do a few things, and so do Treat
pre-layered.
Studio that are pre-layered, much, much easier. Mm. But that layered look is really, really going to be in. Trainers-wise, Asics. Asics are, yeah, I love Asics. I've got a few pairs. Asics are going to be a bit more of a, so people, if you don't want to wear New Balance because every fucker wears them, I've got them on now, actually. These are really nice.
I really like that. Mm.
Asics. So if you're doing that kind of mum, windrunner breaker,
I like
leggings.
Solomon's way
Asics.
More.
I've never worn them. But they're the in trend.
And you don't have to
trend.
Do them up. You just slide your foot into
them. Oh, that's
them.
Even better.
Yeah.
And then the only other tip I have got, which I have, is I have a notes section on my phone. And if I see an outfit either on Insta or somewhere, I just quickly write it out in a line. And then when I'm going somewhere and I think, fuck, what am I going to wear? I have a little look in my notes.
Very good
and
idea.
I might have had an idea on there. So there, I will do my essentials because I'm going to do like a breakup of how to do an essentials.
Are you going to carry on uploading shit to your Vinted for everyone then, honey?
I need, absolutely. I've got to. There's so much
stuff. Do you
know
there's like some companies that come round to your house and upload it all for you and manage it all?
I know. I would really begrudge giving them a percentage though. It'd really annoy me that.
At the consignment store I take my clothes to, they take half.
Yeah, I don't want to give you half of £5.
I know, but I can't be arsed doing it.
I'm selling you a PLT legging for a fiver. I don't want to give you £2.50 of it. Okay, we promised you a slutty Sue dilemma. And we've got one.
It's good.
So this came through on Sunday morning and it made me, I'm not going to lie, feel so much better about it. I didn't have anxiety, but I felt a bit hungover. And I read it, I thought, oh, could be fucking worse. Right. Never mind speaking to the owner of Bauer or whatever it was. this is worse. Girls, I've got such terrible anxiety this morning. I went to the pub last night. I got really pissed and took some man back to mine. I don't even know if I slept with him, as I have patchy memory loss. But he was defo in my bed. I remember that, so probably did shag him. Plus, I woke up naked. I think he did. He wasn't there when I woke up either. So I don't know if it's gone, if I've gone a bit weird or something and I kicked him out or did something weird and he's left. It's so annoying because I just don't know. He's left his work fleece on the floor in my bedroom. So I know his name and where he works and his number. It's literally printed on it. I'm debating texting him, but what do I say? I am not interested in having a relationship with him, but I will see him again as it's my local pub and it's the second time I've chatted to him. What do I do?
Right. Okay, so she's taken a man back from the pub and blacked out. She doesn't remember if she shagged him or not and he's left in the morning but left his work fleece.
We don't know when he left.
Okay.
Okay, I would suggest vodka.
Vodka, salty chips, a friend to come and stroke you, yeah. In bed with Real Housewives on. Close all the curtains, right? We're all in it
Ring
now.
Ring in sick for tomorrow.
We're in this together. We're closing the curtains. We're yeah. getting... Rosés sometimes are good next day.
I think wine's yeah? good because wine's it gives good. You that... Ooh,
yeah, like anesthesia.
Yes.
Yeah, wine and a Domino's and a friend that will make it very lighthearted.
You need a couple of friends that are also slags or have been a slag that can come round and tell you the really bad slaggy things they've done.
Oh, yeah, I've got a group of slags that I could get.
Same,
around.
Like,
yeah.
I'm great for that. I would begin now with work. You remember when you were young and you wanted the day off school, you started your illness the day before? I'd start popping on Instagram, God, bad cold, poor, unwell, so that when you take the day off tomorrow, which you're probably going to need, you can plan that. Okay.
Well, I think, no.
Do you want to know something that's happened to me? What? Okay, whatever. I'm going to do it anyway. this has happened to me. Something very similar has happened to me in another country.
It makes me feel funny. Go on.
So I went back to... I went back to a hotel with someone and I used to get blackout drunk like... I haven't done...
You're not a good drinker.
I'm not a good drinker. I haven't done for quite some time. Probably a good couple of years, but I used to get... Maybe not that long. I used to get blackout, as in someone turned off the light.
I've been through patches like that as well.
And I was at the next day I was in my hotel and I'd got back to the hotel at about four or five. I'd slept, woke up. No idea.
In your hotel or another person's?
Mine, back at mine, but right. I had been at someone else's.
Right. Thank God you got home.
I don't remember getting home. This was a while ago. Don't remember getting home. I know I went to the hotel with somebody that I knew. I don't know what happened while we were there. Don't know if we'd done it, didn't do it. No idea, which actually is quite dangerous and scary. And it actually, the next day, as funny as it is, it really frightened me the next day because I thought I could have had a fucking 10 men gangbang. I don't remember how bad. I hadn't, I checked, I didn't. But I had to text said person. And I had to say, like, literally, I remember nothing. And he, and I don't blame him, was also mortified. Because think about it on a level of consent and that type of thing. He was like, shit. I mean, we didn't, as it happened. But he was like, fuck, like, be careful. So all the reason I'm telling you this story is it has happened to me and it really, really shook me up. Because if you can't remember it's what happened, yeah. It's fucking dangerous. But now the lecture's over. I've done it.
Yeah.
I did text. So I think you should text. And I think you should say... Fucking hell. Hey, do you want this fleece or shall I shove it in the bin? Joking.
Right, no, I've got some a plan.
What? Right, go on.
We don't text. We never even acknowledge him again.
Oh.
And go to, there's like a memorabilia shop in the Trafford Centre. You know, with like framed football shirts. Get the fleece framed and put it up on your
bed. To remind you to never, ever drink that much again. Whoever wrote this in, we don't know. If you don't send us an update, we're going to be so pissed off. Tell us, did you text him? Did you not? Did you shag him? Did you not? Did he leave? Because you went weird.
We need an update. Put in Patreon now. We need an update from the Fleece Girl. But anyway, girls, maybe we should start a trend of fucking these guys and taking an item of their clothing off as souvenirs and getting them framed
to remind you never to do that again.
Memorabilia shop.
Adding it to like the one night stand chamber in your house.
The dungeon. And then you go in and then you're there with like, this is when mummy did this to the kids. Like,
and this is when your brother or sister was nearly created but wasn't. Oh my God, imagine.
The,
I'm writing
the Bad
now.
Decisions Museum. Oh,
fucking
Lauren,
that
would be a very good exhibition. If we did that as a joke and we got everyone together, the Bad Decisions
Exhibition. I think we're on something. Amsterdam. Right, guys, I'm writing in Nip Tuck Gang Chat on Patreon now. I'm going to find out what happened. I've just put Fleece Girl One Night Stand. Are you there?
Right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Don't forget, you can catch up with us at Nip Tuck Pod. Click the link. Get in touch. We want to hear your slutty suits. We want to hear your dilemmas. Go out this weekend. Get fucked up and it's okay because we'll tell you your behaviour's fine. Love you. Bye. Bye.